The word today is written. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Jesus and the apostles often found themselves in a battle against evil. Jesus gave some of his followers authority to perform miraculous signs and sent them out. When they returned, they marveled how they were able to cast out demons. Jesus told them not to be as excited about that as at their names being written in heaven. Here to lead us further on this comforting and exciting thought is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, written.
Whose side are you on? That can be a question that is asked in very pleasant circumstances, or it could be a question under very tense circumstances. You can imagine a person who is playing a game, and as they are playing the game, they joke with the person on the other team or with their own teammates, "Whose side are you on?" And it becomes a matter of laughter. On the other hand, it can be deadly serious if someone is trying to determine in a case of warfare whose side you are on. Who are you supporting? Well, we are going to be taking a look at a scripture today where Jesus discusses the fact that we are on a side in a war against Satan and sin and the demons. In Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 17, after Jesus had sent the 72 of his disciples out in order to preach the good news and cast out demons and to heal people, they come back and they give him a report. And in verse 17, it says, "The 72 returned with joy and said, 'Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.' Jesus replied, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" And when it comes to spiritual matters, it's all about whose side we are on. We are to take joy from the fact that we are a member of, let's call it, Team Jesus. In many ways, the competitions that take place in our world kind of mirror what's going on here with Jesus and the apostles, the followers of him. In fact, the 12 apostles were the hand-selected people that Jesus called. The disciples were the many others who started to gravitate toward Jesus. And then he trains and sends them out as part of a team, so to speak, in order to preach the gospel, the good news, and to push back against Satan's activity in the world. When they come back, they're very excited. It's almost like the way we get excited over watching a team that we are supporting win. In sports, whether it's football or soccer or baseball or one other of the sports that you love so much, you really enjoy seeing your team do well. There's a lot of excitement and a lot of joy over seeing a great play, over winning a great victory. And in fact, when something happens and the other team starts losing ground or losing behind the points, then we sometimes take joy at this. It's a matter of pride for us that our team is getting the upper hand. Jesus has an interesting take on what is happening with his apostles and disciples here, because he has invested them with the authority of his name in order to preach the good news and to cast out demons and perform miracles, and they are successful at this. One of the reasons why Jesus became so popular and was so well known was that he sent out first the 12 apostles, then later the 72, and they went through the countryside performing miracles in his name. So Jesus' name became widespread. And these individuals returned very excited because they were able to even bind demons, to cast demons out of people. And Jesus has an interesting thing that he says to them in verse 20. Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. One of the things that we definitely know here is that there was a very clear distinction of the two sides. There would be the side of Satan and those that are entrapped in blindness in their sin, individuals that would be opposed to the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and there would be what we could call Team Jesus. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the one who is promoting the forgiveness of sins in his name, and he is providing miracles to the people to substantiate his claim as the Son of God. And the people of his day had to make a choice which side they would be on. Would they be with Jesus or against Jesus? And he even puts it in those terms once or twice. He who is not against me is for me. Or at another time, he states it the other way. He who is against me is not with me. And we see this kind of choosing of sides in our world in different areas. For instance, sometimes people take sides on political parties, and they have very strong resistance towards an individual from the opposite political party. Sometimes there is a social and material difference, and individuals want to separate themselves because they have more money or they have more power, and they don't want to be a part of the society with other individuals. Sometimes there are individuals whose primary concern is gambling or partying or doing drugs, and they don't want to be a part of the responsible work world, and they might want to scam off of others and steal in order to support their habits. And they don't want to take responsibility. And then there's a whole group of individuals that might choose hedonism. The word hedonist means a lover of pleasure, an individual that thinks the biggest thing in life is to pursue personal pleasure. And so they might not be in favor of laws or principles morally that would curb their sexual appetite or their wickedness. And you will find people falling into different sides or different groups. Well, Jesus says that it all comes down to two groups. It all comes down to those who follow him and those who do not. There are two teams, so to speak. There is Team Jesus, and you're either a member of his church and a part of the body of Christ, as it's called, or else you're on the other side. And God the Father is going to have a judgment. There will be a reckoning over whose side you were on. And Jesus doesn't let us off easy. He doesn't let us say, well, we're really not sure whose team we'd like to be on. And he doesn't let us spend a little of time with him and a little time with other worldly religions or other activities. He lays claim to us entirely. You are either a person of Jesus Christ or you are not. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. And I would like to take this opportunity to invite you that if you do not know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, if you do not know that he came to this earth in order to redeem us from our sins, I would like to invite you to come to Jesus Christ. I would like for you to look into the Bible, to learn more about the forgiveness that can be yours in the name of Jesus. Christ wants all people to come to him. He said very clearly, no one can come to the Father except in my name. And he told all of these parables about the woman searching the house frantically for the missing coin, and the shepherd looking intently for the lost sheep, and then the father rejoicing when his lost son returns home. And then he concludes, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. If you find yourself lost, if you find yourself without purpose or meaning, if you find yourself being drawn toward Jesus, come to him. Give your life to him. Receive him as your Lord. Commit yourself to Jesus. Join his team, because there will be a judgment. There will be an accounting of your life. One of the great things that he told the disciples was, don't rejoice that you've been given power over the spirits, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. What he is telling us is, it's not so much about us. It's not about what we can get done in Jesus' name. It's not about celebrating the great power he's given us to preach or teach or to cast out demons. It's about Jesus' work of redemption. It's about God the Father's winning eternal life for us through his Son, Jesus. We are to celebrate that our names are written in heaven. God would love to add your name to his book of life. He gave Jesus Christ to suffer and die so that you could be written in his book of life, that is, eternal life. So spend your days and your time seeking how you can come to Jesus Christ, how you can live your life to his glory. Be a part of Team Jesus. All of these other groups will not get you eternal life. They will not get you the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus and become a part of Team Jesus, Team Heaven. It's the only way of salvation. And rejoice then in what God will do with you, but not just that, but even more so, rejoice that God has chosen to write your names so that you can get to eternal life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.